من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحبها فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, generally when you speak to a person, you talk to a person, one of the first questions you ask him that how many children, how many kids do you have? Now today we thought, let us talk about the children, the household, the special family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if we have to look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 7 children. 6 from Khadija radiallahu anha and 1 from Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha. So the 3 boys and 4 girls, the 3 boys they had passed away in infancy and the 4 girls they had lived on. So the first daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Zainab radiallahu anha. Zainab radiallahu anha, she was born to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 30 years old. So she grew up in the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her father being Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her mother being Khadija radiallahu anha. When Zainab radiallahu anha, she was, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every father has this concern. So when Zainab radiallahu anhu reached a marriageable age, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a natural concern of every father, he also had this concern that who is my daughter going to get married to? So Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, the mother, she suggested that, you know what, I got a cousin, his name is Abu al-As ibn Rabi. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted this year, and eventually Zainab radiallahu anha, she gets married to Abu al-As ibn Rabi. Now from this union of Zainab radiallahu anha, there were 3 children born, and eventually Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was the time that had come where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to migrate to Medina Munawwara. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, then the household, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they also migrated. Zainab radiallahu anha also migrated, and on the occasion of Hijrah, when she was migrating, there was an incident where she was wounded, and because of this wound, it caused to be fatal, and because of that, she had passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried Zainab radiallahu anha with his own hands, and he mentioned that this is hiya khayru banati usibat fiya. This is one of my daughters, she has also been affected in my cause. Then we come to the second and third daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ruqayya and Umme Kulsum. So now there were 2 sons of Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab had 2 sons, the names were Utba and Utayba. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had got his daughters married to the 2 sons of Abu Lahab, Utba and Utayba. Eventually Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed the verses, وَأَنْزِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, that go and warn your near and dear ones. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gathered his entire family, his uncles, his aunties, etc. Abu Lahab was there too. So he began inviting them towards Islam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started inviting to Islam, Abu Lahab said, تَبَّنْ لَكَ سَائِرَ الْيَوْمِ أَمَا جَمَعْتَنَا إِلَّا لِهَذَا. Then woe be to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you gathered us only for this reason? Then may the curse of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala be upon you. Eventually, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the surah, Tabbat yada abi lahab yu wa tab, ma ahna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. That woe be to Abu Lahab and his household. May the curse of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala be upon him. When Abu Lahab heard the surah, he heard these verses, he came to his son Utbah and Utaybah, and he tells them that your father-in-law, his Quran has revealed an entire surah condemning me. Ra'si wa ra'sika himar illam tutalliq ibnatahu. I will not talk to you, nay I will disown you if you don't divorce the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately. So, acting on their father's command, Utbah and Utaybah, they divorced the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the nikah was performed, but for some reason it was not consummated. Eventually, the two daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was divorced. One day, Usman radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi, Usman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he comes to his aunt and he tells his aunt Su'ada that, you know what, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got a daughter by the name of Ruqayya. Why don't you go and propose for her? So his aunt, she accepts the suggestion and she goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she tells him that, I want to propose for Ruqayya radiallahu anha for my nephew Usman radiallahu anhu. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ma uzawwiju banati walakin Allah yuzawwijuhunna. That I don't decide the spouses of my children, rather Allah decides who they will get married to. So eventually Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes back and he accepts the proposal. Usman radiallahu anhu gets married to Ruqayya radiallahu anha. The nikah was performed. Eventually Usman radiallahu anhu comes to his auntie and she sees them. She sees this couple, an ideal couple, and she mentions some words of poetry. أبشر وحييك ثلاث وطرا ثم ثلاث وثلاث أخرى ثم بأخرى لكي تتم عشرا لقيت خيرا ووقيت شرا أنت بكر ولقيت بكرا عثمان يا عثمان يا عثمان لك الجمال ولك الشان. She praises Usman radiallahu anhu. When she sees this couple, she praises them. Then may the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you. Make it 3, no, make it 9, make it 10. You have got what a spouse, what a spouse, what a beautiful union. Anta bikrun walaka bikra. The best of modesty, the best of haya this couple has. Laqita khayran wa uqita sharra. Oh Usman, Allah has divinely protected you and Allah has divinely saved you from evil. Eventually Usman radiallahu anhu is married to Hazrat Ruqayya radiallahu anha. At that time when Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu got married, the atrocities, the hardships of that the Muslims faced in Makkah were extremely severe. So some Muslims, they were migrating to Habasha, they were migrating to Abyssinia. So Usman radiallahu anhu, together with his wife Ruqayya radiallahu anha, they had migrated to Abyssinia. So while they were in Abyssinia, there was a rumor that spread that, you know what, the conditions in Makkah have got better. So Usman radiallahu anhu, he comes back to Makkah Mukarramah. When they come back to Makkah Mukarramah, they see the condition is still same. So eventually they go back to Abyssinia, and they had stayed in Abyssinia for a while. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had no contact with his daughter. There was no phones, there was no communication like how we have in these times. So eventually faqadimat imratun min Quraysh. Eventually one woman from the Quraysh, she had come from Abyssinia, and she told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ra'aytu khadanak. That, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I saw your daughter and I saw your son-in-law in good spirits. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got extremely happy. While Usman radiallahu anhu was there in Abyssinia, they had a son by the name of Abdullah, and because of this Usman radiallahu anhu is known as Abu Abdullah. Eventually, conditions became better. Usman radiallahu anhu comes back to Makkah Mukarrama. When he comes back at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was migrating. He was making hijrah to Medina Munawwara. So Usman radiallahu anhu, he migrates to Medina Munawwara. When he comes to Medina Munawwara, then they found a place to stay. Now in Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very fond of Usman radiallahu anhu. He liked Usman radiallahu anhu so much. He used to send food to the house of Usman radiallahu anhu. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the house of Usman radiallahu anhu, and he sees Ruqayya radiallahu anha wa hiya taghsilu ra'sa Uthman. She is massaging, she is washing the head of Usman radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became extremely happy, and he used to always encourage his daughter that, you know, Jannah lies in the pleasure of your spouse. If your spouse is happy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy. Eventually, a few months passed in Medina Munawwara, and this union continued. Usman radiallahu anhu used to send gifts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the house of Salama. So Usman radiallahu anhu sent a plate of food, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked who this plate of food came from. So Salama radiallahu anha, she mentioned that Usman radiallahu anhu sent this plate of food. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave dua to Usman radiallahu anhu. Allahumma inna Uthman yatarakka fardi anhu. Oh Allah, Usman radiallahu anhu always tries to make me happy, then you be pleased with him. Eventually, they lived in Medina Munawwara for 1 year and a few months. The call for Badr to go out to the Battle of Badr had been made. At that time, Ruqayya radiallahu anha was sick. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Usman radiallahu anhu that look after Ruqayya radiallahu anha and you remain in Medina Munawwara. And this is one of the virtues of this great Sahabi Usman ibn Affan, that despite not taking part in the actual battle of Badr, he is counted from amongst the Badriyin, from amongst those Sahaba who took part in the battle of Badr. So Usman radiallahu anhu, he remained in Medina Munawwara, and eventually Ruqayya radiallahu anha, she got extremely sick and she had passed away. And then they went to bury her. Just as they were burying her, in the distance they heard someone shouting Allahu Akbar. So somewhere Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu anhu, he had come with the news from Badr to Medina Munawwara that the Muslims had won in Medina Munawwara, in Badr. So eventually they had buried Ruqayya radiallahu anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes back to Medina Munawwara. He goes to the grave of Ruqayya radiallahu anha. He makes dua for Ruqayya radiallahu anha, and he says a few couplets. He says, Ilhaqi بِسَلَفِنَا عُثْمَانَ بْنَ مَذْعُون. That giant Ruqayya radiallahu anha in the ranks of Usman ibn Maz'un. So who was this great Sahabi Usman ibn Maz'un? He was one of the 14 people to accept Islam. He migrated to Abyssinia. He came back to Makkah. He migrated again to Medina Munawwara. He was one of the first Muhajirin to pass away in Medina Munawwara. And he was one of the first Muhajirin to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. So eventually Ruqayya radiallahu anha passes away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees Usman radiallahu anhu that is very sad. Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he must get Usman radiallahu anhu married to his other daughter, Kulsum. So Usman radiallahu anhu gets married to Kulsum radiallahu anha, and because of this, he has the title of Zunnurain. He is one of the person in the entire history to be married to two daughters of the prophets. Usman radiallahu anhu was married to Ruqiyya radiallahu anha and Ummi Kulsum radiallahu anha. Now if you look at the life of Usman radiallahu anhu, we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, test upon test, challenge upon challenge. In the second year after Hijrah, Usman radiallahu anhu, he buries his first wife Ruqiyya radiallahu anha. In the third year after Hijrah, Usman radiallahu anhu, he gets married. In the fourth year after Hijrah, Usman radiallahu anhu's son passed away. فَنَقَرَهُ دِيكٌ فِي أَيْنَيْهِ. A bird came and pecked him in the eye, and because of that he had passed away. In the ninth year after Hijrah, Ummi Kulsum radiallahu anhu passed away, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasalla alayha abuha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed her janaza. He lowered her into the grave, and he sees that Usman radiallahu anhu is very, very sad. He tells Usman radiallahu anhu, لو كنا أشرًا لو لزوجتهن. That Usman radiallahu anhu, I only had two daughters. The first daughter Zainab, she was married to Ummi Kulsum. My last daughter Fatima, she is married to Ali. If I had 10 daughters, O Usman, I would have got them married to you one after the other. This is the loyalty, this is the trust Nabi Ali Salam had in Usman radiallahu anhu. Now coming to the last daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidatu nisa'i ahlil jannah, the queen of the women of paradise. She was born to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 35 years old. At that time, the Quraysh, they were busy in building the Kaaba. At that time, Fatima radiallahu anha was born. Aisha radiallahu anha says regarding Fatima radiallahu anha, ma ashbahu sam, ma ra'aytu ahadan ashbahu samtan wala hadyan min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I never see anyone resemble Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than Fatima radiallahu anha. فَأَقْبَلَتْ تَمْشِي. When she walked, she resembled the walk of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there's an incident narrated when Fatima radiallahu anha was a small girl. So one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salah in the Kaaba, and some dignitaries from the Quraysh, they came and took the intestines from the camel and they put it on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the girls around there, they said, you know what, this is the father of Fatima. So they go, فَانْطَلَقَ مُنْطَلِقٌ إِلَىٰ Fatima. Someone comes to Fatima radiallahu anha and tells her, you know what, did you see what had happened to your father? So she comes running. وَثَبَتَ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ساجدا. She finds Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم making sajda, and she lifts up these intestines and she admonishes this Quraysh, these people. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم made dua, اللهم عليك بقريش, اللهم عليك بقريش. That oh Allah, woe be to the Quraysh, woe be to these people who had done this. Ya أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these hostile conditions, in these difficult conditions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading salah. We have everything, we have the best masjids with the air conditioning, with the best carpets. You know, let us turn to salah. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this condition, he was performing salah. You know, the nikah of Fatima radiallahu anhu. So Ali radiallahu anhu, he hears that he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, I want to propose for your daughter Fatima. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what do you have? He says, Rahilati wa dir'i, I have a horse and I have some armor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you know what, sell the armor. And so he sold it for 480 dirhams. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 400 give it to Fatima radiallahu anha, and 80 you keep it. Eventually the nikah was made. You know, the nikah of the queen of Jannah, Fatima radiallahu anha. You know, if you have to look at her nikah, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that, you know what, stay for a few months, and after a few months you can go. So after a few months, the time comes where Fatima radiallahu anha has to go to the house of her spouse, Ali radiallahu anhu. So it was the time of Isha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Umm Ayman that, you know what, you take Fatima home. And he told Fatima that, wait until I come. So Fatima radiallahu anha goes to the house of her groom. How does she go? She goes walking. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes there. He makes dua. Allahumma inni wa'idhuha bika wa dhuriyataha min ash-shaytani rajim. How does he start this nikah? How does he start this marriage? The queen of Jannah, he starts this marriage with dua. You know, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inspire us. You know, we should read the seerah, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many, many authentic books on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, how much we can learn from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.